President Trump is traveling to Asia this morning, and this likely will be the most consequential trip of his presidency so far. The threat from North Korea's nuclear program will be top of the mind for the president and Asian leaders he'll be meeting with. NPR's Scott Horsley is going to be accompanying the president on the trip, and he joins us. Hey there, Scott.
Good morning, David.
Let's just work through the itinerary here. After a quick stop in Hawaii, where the president is going to visit Pearl Harbor, he continues on to Tokyo and then to Seoul, important places, obviously. What's on the agenda?
Well, you said it. It's the North Korean nuclear threat. That's the looming cloud on the horizon for this trip. You know, back in the campaign, Trump was sometimes critical of allies like Japan and South Korea, suggesting they weren't contributing enough to their own defense and that the U.S. taxpayer was having to make up the difference. But since he's come into office, Trump has taken a more traditional stance. He has reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to protecting those allies, especially in the face of Kim Jong-un's nuclear threat. So I think you can expect a fairly friendly visit in Tokyo. He's going to play a round of golf with his buddy, the Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe. And in South Korea, Trump is going to visit a newly expanded military base that the South Koreans mostly paid for. It's eventually going to house many of the 28,000 American troops on the peninsula, and it is just beyond the range of North Korea's conventional artillery.
You say South Korea mostly paid for. That might be something we could hear the president emphasizing.
Burden sharing is
burden sharing. So then it's China, and what a moment! I mean, Chinese President Xi Jinping just solidified his grip on power, which wasn't a surprise at all. But it seems, you know, very important that now he is, you know, very solidly running that country and such an important country when it comes to the United States.
Yeah, you've got Xi's platform now enshrined in the party constitution, and meanwhile you have President Trump suffering some of his lowest approval ratings of his time in office. He's just endured a tough week with his former campaign chairman indicted, news that a one-time foreign policy advisor pled guilty to criminal charges. Despite that somewhat unequal footing, though, Trump seems to get along well with President Xi, and his national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, says while China has to do more to put the brakes on North Korea's nuclear program, the U.S. is actually pretty pleased with the steps China's taken so far.
China recognizes this isn't the United States or anyone else asking China to do us a favor. China recognizes it is clearly in China's interest, in all nations' interest, to denuclearize the peninsula.
China is North Korea's number one trading partner, and the U.S. believes Beijing has considerable economic leverage that it could use against Kim Jong-un.
Well, Scott, stylistically, I mean, you mentioned that Trump gets along well with Xi. When he goes on then to Vietnam and the Philippines, it's going to be more of these international summit meetings. Those are forums that the president doesn't like as much, right?
He prefers to negotiate with other countries one-on-one rather than these big multilateral settings. But in Vietnam, he's going to be attending the APEC summit. That's a gathering of countries from around the Pacific Rim, many of which were party to that big trade deal that Trump pulled out of on one of his first days in office. Some of those other countries will be trying to revive that trade deal, minus the U.S. And then it's on to the Philippines, where Trump's going to be attending a gathering of Southeast Asian leaders and also meeting with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. Duterte, of course, has been criticized by a lot of human rights groups internationally for his extra legal crackdown on drug traffickers. But the White House says Trump and he have a warm rapport.
And you're going on this trip, right?
I'll be on the way.
All right. Safe travels to you. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Thanks, Scott.
Good to be with you, David.